Hello, this is Sam Sebring, creator and producer of the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour, speaking to you from my car. Welcome to this end-of-the-year edition, featuring a new recording I made called Stranded. During 2 hours of sitting in my disabled vehicle by the side of the road last summer, I made the most of it by recording the surrounding sounds and ensuing events. It's a passage of time that many people experience, especially in rural areas, where cars are a necessity, yet rarely are these breakdown occurrences recorded and shared. During this hour version, you'll hear the car radio going haywire, cell phone conversations, transistor radio, and other sounds all building up to the thrilling ending of this documentary radio theater. Let's listen.
Yeah, I'm waiting for AAA.
Okay.
Thanks. Hello? Hey. Nah, they're not here. Yep, I got the message. They're in the file cabinet and sort of in the back. Okay, thanks. Okay, bye. Hey, Ron. I don't know if you know, I don't have the garage number, but I wanted to just mention that another weird thing just happened that it might be helpful for them to know. I don't know if this could possibly be an issue with the battery, because I was listening to the radio and it just cut out and now I can't even get the radio to come on. So I don't know if this is some battery problem. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it hasn't been that long of a time for it to go off. It seemed weird. So... Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Bye. Hey, Galen. I don't know. They're still not here. AAA is coming, but, you know, I'm obviously not going to make the workshop in a timely manner, so I just want to let you know. Matt was going to try to get there, like, I think around 5. I'm still going to have AAA drop me off in Catskill just because that's going to be my way to get there. So I'm probably going to come by the workshop just at least because I'm going to have all these bags of stuff with me. And I just need somewhere to go. Okay. Okay, great. Thanks. Bye. Hey, man. How are you?
I'm very good. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm having a bit of an odd day. After I dropped Ron off at the gallery, my car broke down on 9G, where I'm now sitting and waiting, for a tow truck. Yeah, so... That's the good news. So anyway, I was just sort of checking in with you on your timing of when you might be around the studio. Okay. That sounds good. Yeah, no, because what I was gonna do was I was gonna go do Philip's workshop, and then come back and get Ron, and then come by the studio. We would have been there at like 6 or 6:30. But anyway, so the way this is now working out is I'm probably just gonna go hang around the workshop until 5-ish, and then I'll come by the studio and I'll just be there ready to roll. Whoa, you still there? Uh-oh. Hello? Hey, man. Yeah, so I think we'll have a few folks and you know. Yeah, and then probably the kids from the workshop will all come by, and we may have... Yeah, it could be. Could easily be. Non-stopness of liveness. Okay. Alright, man. See you later. Hey.
Yeah, I'm waiting for AAA.
Okay. I see you there. I went down to my, I had to go down here where the old bed was, and I had to come back up. I said, I better ask him. Maybe he's got trouble.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I'm waiting for AAA.
Okay.
Thanks.
Hey, definitely seems to be something with the battery, because now the radio won't come on and the flashers are going haywire, like just flashing out of control and rapid fire. And then when I try to do the put a window up and down, it's very slow, and it also affects the flasher. Like, I think I have to turn the flashers off like they're about to explode or something. But I don't really know. Wait, can you hear this? Can you hear that? See if you hear this buzzing. Hear it. Anyway, it's the flashers have just totally, the flashers have just gone out into just this buzz. Okay. Ah. I'm making a recording of what it sounds like to sit in a stranded car by the road. Mm-hmm. Okay, bye. Now the power came back on. Somehow the radio came automatically. All the power was off and now it came back onto AM. Automatically somehow.
Germany is bailing out Greece, right? What are they bailing out?
Oh, great.
Bailing out the status quo. Germans have to work until they're 67 to pay for Greeks who retire at age 50.
Give me back home. Walking my baby back home. It's me. I'm just walking my baby back home.
Entertaining Columbia and Greene counties. We're 1230 WHUC.
Now it's all of a sudden going haywire again. Like the radio is somehow connected to the flashers. in the electrical system or something. Let's see. Yep. Except a tow truck. Flashers on at the same time. I'm not touching anything on the radio. Watch, now I'm gonna turn off the flashers.
Your favorite music will continue, starting with Mike Steele's forecast, next.
Yeah.
right now for some reason more than making me think about Dancing in the Rain, this song is making me think about Clockwork Orange. Moving the knob of the front and rear left right speakers, but holding the recorder in the same position in the car. Doing the knob in a circle. One of the speakers is out. That one. Thank you. happen to have this other radio here, a portable radio, which I was bringing to work on in a workshop. So since the car now seems to be in the situation where it can either play the flashers or the radio, but not both at the same time, I'm going to put on this portable radio and see if I can get what I can get. That comes in, but I can't get WGXC. I'm in one of these Hudson pockets of no reception for WGXC, most likely. But this is a tiny little handheld battery-powered radio here. AAA is here. Hey.
How are you?
I'm okay. How's it going?
Alright. What happened?
The car just like died out as I was coming up the hill here. Really unusual. Haven't had any problems lately. And since I've been sitting here, it's like I was trying to listen to the radio, then it went out, then the flashers started going wacky. Then if I did the window, it would affect the flashers, and it seems like it could be like electrical battery.
I think your alternator died is what happened. Your alternator keeps charging your battery as you're driving and everything. When your alternator dies, then your battery drains and then you lose power. So, and then when you shut the car off, wait a second, you might get a little bit more power, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You do like a window or a radio, that kind of thing. This is AAA?
This is AAA.
Okay, do you have your card?
Yeah. What I was gonna ask, if you could drop me off in Catskill on the way, it would be ideal.
I can't really loop down that way.
I mean, even if when we get across the other side, I could jump out at the light or whatever.
Yeah, like as soon as I get over the Rip Van Winkle, there's a couple gas stations there. I could drop you there. That's fine.
That would work.
I just can't go down into the city because I gotta account for my mileage.
Okay. Yeah. So then that just means I'm not gonna be with you to show you where Dr. House is. But I don't think you'll have any trouble. It's right on 9W.
Do you have an address there, or is it an actual repair shop?
Yeah. Okay. Let me ring and get the actual address.
Okay, yeah, that'll help. If you can throw this in neutral real quick, I'm just gonna push you forward just a little bit, okay?
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Thank you. Put it in neutral and hop on out.
All right. all right.
I had a car seat and a lady in here last night. I'm loaded, one passenger, heading to New Boston.
10-4, thank you.
Walk out like $170 plus tax.
really good. They're really reasonable. Yeah, so anywhere around here that's convenient for you, dude, like maybe that one or...
You've been listening to Stranded, a recording made for the Nothing Is Real Radio Hour, broadcast on every fifth Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FM, a program of Free 103.9 Transmission Arts.